Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to With Insights. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, streaming live on the World Wide Web, on withinsightsradio.com, on the Blog Talk Radio Network. For the next 60 minutes, we will be learning about With Insights. All our friends on this show have something to share, something to give. So I want you to sit back and relax, fasten your seatbelts, and let's get ready for the ride.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, broadcasting live here in Columbus, Ohio. I want to welcome everybody to another episode of With Insights Radio. Here, it's bitter, bitter cold, but you know what? When I woke up this morning and I went out the door this morning about 7:30, I got a pretty cool surprise. I didn't know right away what I was looking at until I kind of was just like driving down the road, dropping my wife off at work. And I started to notice these little figures in the road, on the side of the road. And I kept saying, see, you see those? You see those? And they look like little snowballs. They look like little tiny snowballs. And then they got, someone got bigger and bigger. I said, look at these snow people. And so all day, I've been looking at the phenomena. It's called snow rolling or something. I forget. Someone was trying to explain to me. But I told them, no, those are snow people. Those are snow fairies. Those are little fairies from the snow. And Jack Frost coming by and just giving his little touch and his little cuteness to the world. You know, it always reminds me of that Facebook post where someone makes all these little snowmen and went somebody's yard and they're all holding little signs and kind of gave me that same idea. And the people I ran into today, a lot of people I talked to, they like thought that maybe like people had rolled up these balls and just made all these balls all over the place. And at first, that kind of crossed my mind too. I was like, okay, maybe that's what somebody did. Maybe someone just rolled up these little balls and just rolled them around. But when I drove over the bridge and looked down at the river because it's frozen solid, I could see that there was these little balls everywhere. There was these little rolling things. If you go to my Facebook page at Facebook.com/Iggy Garcia Hoop Watcher, you can find me there. You can actually see some of these photos, and you can kind of see what I'm talking about. But I was so intrigued by them. I came back home, and I took pictures of them, and I was just really fascinated by Mother Nature and her ability to create things. Those were like pretty cool. I was just so fascinated, like I said, and it was just something that just took me back to my childhood. Something took me back into that childlike state and that place where I could just be innocent and, you know, just be, you know, that little seeker of love, you know, that, you know, being in that place and that foolishness, that playful energy, and just admire something that's made by, you know, the sheer, you know, essence of mother, you know, and father, you know, the snow being blown by the wind. I kind of reminds me of like a desert scene, like a tumbleweed, but this is like a snow tumbleweed. So I thought that was pretty fascinating. And that's just always amazes me how Mother Nature can kind of do things like that. Yes, I'm a Peruvian shaman. Yes, I'm a Native American medicine man. So I'm very connected to these occurrences. And when I see these things, it really stands out for me. And it's just a reminder how precious we are and how precious life is and how, you know, to be in the moment, to recognize the small things that sometimes we drive by. And I mean, I could almost imagine that a bunch of people didn't even give it much thought and think about it. But, you know, that's kind of where my mind is. When it doesn't look like something I've seen before, it really stands out, and it really, like, jumps out at me. And these little snow fairies, these little people, you know, it just totally, totally amazed me. I mean, the reason I was amazed, and I'll tell you why, and I know I'm going on with snow people, but I just thought it was cool. But, you know, when you look at the intricacies of how this is made, you know, the wind blow, something so teeny, just a speck, a flake, and imagine your life as a flake, and every day, you're born from this flake. You're this little cell. You're just this little snowflake. And the wind just works you constantly. Mother Nature pushes you and pushes you. And the more that you get pushed, and the more you get rolled, the bigger you get. And the more stuff you gain, the more knowledge you create, and the more things you apply, the more memories, the more hurts, the more fun. You start to gather, and you start to roll this up like a big cinnamon roll. That's kind of what it reminds me of, like a big cinnamon roll. And, you know, in the middle, you're always there. You're always where you began is always there. Where you started is always in the middle. You're right there. And then when you look outside, when you're in the middle and you look around you, well, you see all the things that, you know, that are probably in the moment that are the closest to you than what you notice. Then as you get bigger and bigger, you start to touch more lives. And eventually these little roles start to run into each other, and then they start to merge and they start to become. And this is all out of just one big flat snow fall. And this wind created, Mother Nature just rolled us and fined us and retuned us and refined us. And that was amazing to me. That was just pretty amazing. Because when I looked at it, you know, when I look at the picture, it looks like the eye of a hurricane. It looks like it has a lot of different looks to me. It looks like a fetus. There looks like there's a face in the picture. There's all kinds of things when you look at it. Your mind can create all these different visuals for it. And that's what was so amazing to me. I was just so blown out of the snow or the water by, you know, just this majesty, this magnificence of the Mother Earth and the Sky Father working together to create this little nugget, this little thing. I'm sure there's a lot of you out there who enjoyed it as much as I did, but I tell you, I probably took it to the next step. I took pictures, and I was just fascinated by it. You know, and then I know in a few days the snow will melt and things will go back to the earth, be recycled back into Mother Nature, and then to be done ever again. But, you know, one thing that I did know and one thing that I noticed and one thing that I took keen observation and through my perceptions and through my experience of what I saw was that this will never happen again. This moment will never occur again, only in my mind. This particular way it was rolled, the way it was laid, and the way it was placed is a one-time event. It's one of these things that happens once. It's like when there's a sunset, there's thousands and millions of sunsets, but there's not every sunset is exactly the same. Because every situation that plays out are cloud formations, birds flying by, rainbows appearing, you know, just different things. For me, this was amazing because every single snowflake that had fallen on the ground came together to create this beautiful piece of art, this majesty, this little tapestry. Something for me to, I'm going to say it for me, to observe. I observed this through my eyes, through my rose-colored glasses, and how I experienced this snow and how it was rolled over and made into this little dough roll. And I got to, you know, see something, and something that stuck with me, and something that resonated with me, and something that just said, hey, you know what, this is a special moment. You can do whatever you want with it. You can just look at it as snow, and that's it. That's fine. It's no problem. There's nothing wrong with that. But when I started to look around, this wasn't just one. There was a lot of them. There was quite a bit of them. And they were all spaced strategically. They were all spaced in such a fashion, in such a way that it looked like, you know, they were little snow people. And that's what I kept calling them all day. And every time we drove by, the bigger ones we saw were near the OSU, and they were big. And I was like, wow, these are snow people. These are little portals. These are little portals, little, you know, things that, you know, bring love and harmony. And you know what? It brought love and harmony to my life today. I got to enjoy something that I've never experienced that. So that's number one, is why I was so intrigued and fascinated by it, because I've never seen that. I've never seen snow do that. I didn't even know snow could do that. The only thing like that remotely is similar to that is when, you know, when I was in Missouri during a great council, they had cut down the tall grass, and when it gets really cold, it whipped the grass gives off like moisture, and it makes these little frosts, like little blades, and it makes these little designs, which is cool, pretty cool. So when I woke up, it was kind of reminding me of that, and I had mentioned earlier that Jack Frost came to stop in. My friend Jake had said that, and to me, that was just a precious moment. You know, a precious moment, and especially when do the work that I do, we observe things that probably aren't observed by the keen eye. You know, sometimes we have to step outside of our ego and step out of that protective state, that protective part of us that's always trying to make sure that we're safe. And I felt that the ego didn't feel anything that was, you know, was in danger or anything that was, you know, haphazard about it. And then my little child, my innocence came out to play. It was just intrigued by it. And so I hope you get to see life that way too sometimes. And this is kind of what a good example for people who want to know the kind of work I do, I always explain this. So what's it like to be a shaman? What's it like to be a medicine man? Well, what's it like to be human? I guess it's all relative. But this is a very good example of how I see my life sometimes, how I approach life, how I interact with nature. And nature is a big part of my medicine. Nature is a big part of what I do and how I can connect. That's why the animals are so, a big part of my life. That's why I use the animal cards when I do readings. But truly, I just look at the animals and I get a read from it. And then sometimes I ask people who I show the cards what they feel. I believe there's a time where I should share what I'm thinking, and then there's a time where they should share what they're feeling. The illusion is that I'm the teacher. Well, you know what? The biggest teachers are the people who come to me and want to learn and want to hear what I have to say. But honestly, what's really happening is that you're actually teaching me what to say to you, what your higher self wants to communicate to you. And that's hard for the ego to understand. That's hard for people to get. You know, they believe that they were connected somehow. But we are connected. We are. We're all connected. Every single one of us connected. Every small snow roll that was on the ground was connected through snow. Every single one of them was connected on that ground. The ground was connected to the snow. The snow was connected. When it melts, it goes into the ground. There is not, we talk about 6 degrees of separation, 3 degrees of separation. There is no separation. We are all on this planet, and we all need the planet. We all need. And when I say the word need, I mean that because, you know what, Mother Earth, if she does not give us oxygen, the trees do not give us the oxygen we need, it's pretty hard for us to survive in the state that we are right now. Would we be a different type of creature? Would we be a different type of creation? Possibly. But at the moment, this is what we are, and this is how we are surviving. So I have a big call out and a big shout out to the world to step up our game and to step up and say, hey, you know what? There's a problem out there. You know, the Earth is suffering. The Earth is in need of us to help her. Can she do it by herself? Sure, she can do it. She could have an earthquake. She could have tsunamis. She can have huge storms and just do away with us human beings. You know, our air gets in the way, and sometimes we miscount her and we misjudge her. You know, she can only take so much. And, you know, like anybody who gets under pressure, eventually they have to blow and they have to let go and release that energy. Where does it go? Well, of course, it has to go outward. And that's kind of how the human beings are. You know, when we start getting enough, damage, and we start getting enough stuff inside of us that hurt us and constantly push us into that state of being where we're not feeling well, we get to a point where we can't take it anymore, that we have to either express ourselves through laughter, anger, frustration, through yelling, screaming, punching, kicking, you name it. Everybody has their way they process, and that works for them. And so I'm here to remind us that we're all part of this Mother Nature. We're all part of her. You know, we're all part of the creation. We're all part of that. You are splinters. We are all splinters of the creator, of the creation, the unisex version of the creation, God, universe, Lyakan, all the different names you may give it. We're all part of that. And to some degree, even if you don't believe in God, there's some part of you that does believe that you are part of something. In order to not believe in anything is probably the most difficult thing, to always have to hold that space that there is nothing more and there's nothing beyond this life. That's actually probably more to have to carry than someone who believes in one thing. That's just my perception. That's how I view things. Is it correct? I don't know. But it's here. This is how my mind processes that. The universe, we're all part of it. We're all part of this scheme of life. You're all here for a reason. Some of us may take a lifetime to figure out why we're here. Some of us may have to figure out, and we might have to go through a lot of crap. We may have to go through a lot of uncomfortable situations. But there are some of us who, and I've talked to them, who haven't really had to go through a whole bunch of stuff, but they experience life. And the choices we make and the beliefs that we create about who we believe we are as human beings and how we see the earth and how we see ourselves, higher self is always in communication with us. And I speak about this a lot because I want people to understand that there's a higher version of ourself and there's a lower version of ourself, and then there's an in-between about ourselves. What is high, what is below, what is in the middle. We're all connected. Think about if you had to take, and you had to wonder about every breath you had to take, about every cell that had to remake itself, every mutation in your body that had to be flushed out, every time your body, you had to think about digesting your food. If you had to think about that, you know, that would be a big task, and it would probably drive you nuts. And that's probably a good example of when I try to explain to people about Creator, how Creator is, how creation, and how that the Great Spirit is. Great Spirit is so big and so amazing that we can only take pieces and parts at any given time to comprehend what's going on. Yeah, we may have an idea, we may have, you know, a feeling about how that is, but think about if you had to monitor every aspect of your body, every single aspect of your human existence, you would not have time to do anything. You would not have time to even go to the bathroom, probably. But the higher self communicates. That's how God communicates us. That's how big God is, if you think about how big the universe is. That your job is to at least acknowledge the things that are in front of you. Acknowledge the things that are around you. Acknowledge the people that come into your life. Acknowledge that if you want to stay angry, acknowledge if you want to be happy, acknowledge and be in the moment. You know, we plan for the future, and whatever we do in the future is a result, really, of what we did in the moment, what we did in the present time. So think about the little things that we do here in this present moment, but, you know, carry out into our next breath, into our next walk, into our next step. We don't know when our next breath will be. We don't know when our next step will be. We don't know what's going to happen. We have an intuition. We have this mind. And we have, you know, different parts of us that we can never understand the world with all our senses. We can only perceive them to some degree. And we can only touch and understand how that feels and try to break it down into the system that we've created. That we all are intuitive. We all have that next level, that next beyond, that higher self that gets it, that knows and understands it. So I invite you today to experience that, to share with that, and share with others what you learned today about yourself. Tell your story, but tell your story in a way that is empowering to you, that doesn't hurt you, that tell it in a way that you can hear yourself and say, am I having a pity party, or am I just repeating something, or is this something that's valid? You know, we all sometimes get stuck in our little stories. We get stuck in these little things that we believe that are very important. Then we look back 5 years later. That wasn't important. It was important in that moment, yes. Don't discount it. You know, you needed to be where you needed to be at that moment. So when someone says, well, you're always mad, there's a purpose. Excuse me. There's a higher purpose for you to be in that moment and to feel what you need to feel. We've been taught in this society not to feel our emotions and not to express ourselves. There are healthy limits and boundaries about expressing ourselves. That's one thing that we have, and we will always be learning as we move through this thing called life. You know, I invite you to look at the people who are around you. I invite you to acknowledge, you know, are these people here in a healthy way for me, for my development? Is it okay for me to say, no, you know what? This isn't healthy for me. I can't be with you, and we can't be alone. We try to compromise, and we try to fix so much in other people that we totally forget about ourselves. You know, if something's not right, then you have to address it. You have to say, hey, wait a minute, let's look at this. You know, some of us are afraid to hurt people's feelings, but you're not hurting anybody's feelings. You're only acknowledging how you experience another human being through your value system, through how you create it. So I can never know anything about you. You don't even know anything about yourself. I don't know anything about myself. I just know where I'm at and what I'm doing. I'm on this radio show right now, talking to you, expressing my emotions, my feelings. Do you have to own them? No, of course not, because I always invite everybody to have their own, you know, swing and thing and how they see things, how they perceive it. How you perceive in me is really how you're perceiving yourself. There's parts of you that you don't get. There's parts of me that I'm saying you don't understand, and some parts of you that don't jive with it. And there's another side of you that totally gets it. And there's another part of you that's going, wow, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. But that's just how life is. That's what we want. We want. We want to be the curious, you know, observer. We want to be, you know, the curious, you know, engager, the person who's in it and swimming through it. We learn so much sometimes from the things that hurt us. But, you know, I'm also a fair believer that we also learn from the good things, that when we're doing good things for people, and we're doing, because we're actually doing it for ourselves. People are mirrors. They teach us how to treat us. You know, if you're having these issues with people, then ask yourself, how do you treat yourself? How are you treating yourself? How do you talk to yourself? Because how you treat yourself and how you express yourself to someone else about yourself, they're going to take cue and they're going to go, okay, well, he's self-deprecating. You know, he doesn't like himself or she doesn't like himself. So people can't help but, you know, try to either rescue you, save you, you know. Sheer and, you know, shame and fear. You know, that's where we're at, shame and fear. We shame ourselves or we're too afraid. So I invite you to look at life in an innocent way, like a child. Not childlike or childish, excuse me, but be more childlike versus childish. Embrace the kid. Embrace the inner child inside of you. Okay? We're going to take a little break here, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Welcome back to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. We're about ready to go into this second half of our show. The first part, I kind of talk a little bit, just kind of go where I was feeling. So I hope you got something out of a little rant that I go on sometimes, but that's kind of how Spirit leads this show. I don't really come in here with any format. I just kind of let Spirit lead the way. So kind of the same way when we do the readings. I invite you to just have an open, you know, mind about things and what you hear. If you don't relate to it, that's fine. Sometimes the message will come later, and you can understand the reading. This is an intuitive reading. We're both working together at a higher level to comprehend what the cards are saying or what I'm saying or what you're saying to me. I've had people give me readings, and they're freaking awesome. I totally enjoy it, and I totally get a kick out of it when people share with me because it just means that, you know, we're all connected. We all know something. And so if you just want to talk about what we're talking about, you know, I welcome you to do that as well. So we're going to get ready to take some callers here. Give me a second to go into the chat room, see? Okay, the call-in number, too, is 646-595-3440. Again, that's 646-595-3440. And let's go to our first caller. Hello, caller.
Hi.
I'm here.
Hi, how are you? Thank you.
Yeah, I'm doing great. What's your name?
My name is Christina.
Christina, welcome to the show.
Thank you. My question is, I'm waiting for a report to be released, and I wonder if the report will be a favorable report or something that you need to be concerned about.
Now, you said a report. Is this for work?
Yes.
Okay. Let me draw some cards here for you, okay, real quick, all right? So we can get into that connection. Okay. I pulled the crab. The crab talks about show your emotions and resonate love. Okay, so... Let me get here a second. The crab, to me, is a creature who works very hard and very under the scenes. It does things underground. It's in the ocean. It's in water. It's fluid. It's being soft like water. Crab is telling you to be soft like water, so whatever reflects back to you can tell. The question you're asking, if this report is going to be perceived well in some aspect, there are parts of you, there's aspects of you who are questioning the work that you've done, okay? Will it be received properly? It will be perceived, especially how you present this project. Will you have to present this project at some point? I don't know. How will it be received by the person who are reading it? It will depend on how much and how you put and what kind of energy you placed on this particular project. Okay. If there's any doubt or if there's anything, there's going to be some questions. There will be some things where I feel energetically they're going to ask you about this and they're going to question you. So you're going to have to be ready. You have to be on your toes. Kind of be like the crab, be multitasking a little bit, and be prepared for whatever they ask you. But come from a place where it's of love and understanding, because you did put work into this.
No, it's a work performance evaluation. So it's either, you know, they said that I'm good or I'm not good.
Well, good or not good is relevant to the person who's reading the report, because here's the problem. Unless the person who's actually made the report for you, who's writing about, is coming from a line of command, certain people that you've actually worked for. So if your manager has to sit with you and say, hey, this is what the report is from the person that works under you, there's going to be an opportunity where you have to be able to present your case, okay, what I'm feeling. Energetically, your report, I feel, is going to be kind of an 80% level. There's never going to be 100% on any report or whatever you do. Okay? Will it be good? It's whatever you feel you're going to take from it. I personally feel like it's not going to be a bad report. It's going to be a report of question. There's going to be some things that you may not agree with about your performance and how you did things. And it's just going to be, this is a reflection in the mirror back how you're presenting yourself to the outside world and how they're looking at you and how they think you're performing. Is that you? No, that's not you. That's something that Crab wants me to remind you. This is not you. You have to have the shell. You have to protect yourself. But the performance review from your manager, from whoever you were working under or above or below, whatever, however it works in your chain of command, your structure, Crab just says, just prepare and listen. When they ask you a question, listen to what they're actually saying. Will it be favorable? I think, yeah, it'll be favorable to some degree. There'll be some things you're going to have questions about. And Crab just says, be fluid like water, be still like water. Listen. And when you're asked to,
I think it's just
going to
Crab. It's going to suck.
No, Crab's not a bad. Crab's not suck. You know, Crab's just telling you to have lighten up a little bit. Don't be so worried about it. You don't have to be crabby about it
or
too hard shelled about it.
It's a binary report. It's not going to be like there's room for discussion or anything. So, it's a binary. It's either yes or no.
Well, here's the thing. The discussion doesn't have to be verbal. The discussion can actually be at a higher consciousness. That's what I want you to try to look and see.
I wish that things could be this spiritual, but work is work, you know.
Well, see, that's what Crab is saying. Loosen up a little bit. Be like water. Be fluid. Let it flow. It's hard not to be in the real world. I get that. We all have to make a living. We all have to work. I totally understand where you're coming from. That's all I can really report to you today about what Crab is saying. Crab doesn't mean it's crabby. But that's how you're perceiving it. But I'm perceiving it, something that somebody who works very hard and multitasks and does her job very well may not be appreciated in the way she might be. Okay?
I'm still,
all right,
at loss as to whatever.
Go ahead. Well, Crab is not a bad card. And, if you want a yes or no answer, I could give you a yes or no answer, but that doesn't mean that's how it is. So you get a good performance rating, fine. You get a bad performance rating, fine. That's either way, it's still how you're perceived at work, how people are looking at you, how you perceive yourself. If you don't feel that you're doing the work properly or things aren't moving in the fashion you want to be, well, there's some things you have to change. There should not be frustration about what you're doing in the job. And so this goes out to everybody. This goes out to me and to everyone who's listening. We can perceive the animal kingdom as a certain way because of just how we look at things. Crabs, someone who's down in the ground and foraging. But, the crab also finds the nuggets, the things that people don't look at, the things that are buried, the things that are not there, the things that are not observed by the fish swimming above. Sometimes we have to go deep down inside ourselves and ask those questions. So I invite you to, embrace these animal cards, in a different light, not to get so hung up about the reading. All right, so let's go into the chat room here. Okay, we're clear there. Go to our next caller. Welcome, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's your name?
Tara.
Hi, Tara. Welcome
to
the show.
I'm calling from
Mississippi. Cool, cool. What's on your mind?
Just, I was just listening to the show, but I guess it's a general reading. Is there any messages from Spirit or?
Yeah,
I need to know right now, or just an overall general?
Sure, sure. All right, I actually pulled the baboon card. And the card reads, in love and declaration of passion, heartfelt communication is the key. This is a general reading, so this is kind of what Baboon is saying. Just kind of go with the flow. Just be, in communication with things. Don't get lost out of the loop with people. There's people who care about you, people who love you, and people who are, you know, just like being around you. And there could be some things that'll sidetrack you right now. But, you know, to be heartfelt and to have that communication, have that passion, whatever you're doing, even if it's something that you don't really want to do right now, just to show a little more passion for it, and then the things that you really, truly want to see will start to present themselves. And, you know, if you know anything about the baboon, it's a very colorful creature, so it's like the rainbow. It has different, you know, colors on itself, on its face, you know. And so just, you know, just go with the flow. You know, just don't be so, I guess, like baboon. Just be playful.
That makes sense. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a nice evening.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Yeah, I love the animals. The animals, you know, sometimes, you know, we get a reading, like our one caller before, she got a little triggered by the crab, but that's okay. She's allowed to get triggered. That's her life, and she can express it and feel it however she likes to feel it. So I'm proud that at least she is aware of that. Let's see. I'm going to chat room here. Can we have people in there? The call-in number is 646-595-3440. Again, that's 646-595-3440. And let's move down the line here. Oh, welcome to the show, caller. What's your name?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, yes.
I'm down a little low. I'm sorry. Hello, how are you doing?
Oh, okay. What is your name, caller?
My name is Tina.
Tina. Welcome to the show, Tina. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to ask a simple question. I am with a pain management clinic, and some paperwork was sent to my house, but it was sent to the wrong address, and so they discharged me for not getting complying with the paperwork. And so I wrote a letter to the doctor, and I'm just trying to, you know, see if he's going to decide to discharge me all the way. I left my, you know, renewed my new address and my phone number, so I'm just hoping he doesn't discharge me. I have to find another doctor.
Okay, so you're hoping to be discharged, that's my understanding. Is that what I'm hearing?
No. I'm hoping he reinstates the discharge because I didn't comply with the paperwork that was sent to me because it was sent to the wrong address. So I had to write a letter.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Now, he hasn't gotten to it yet, but I'm hoping he decides to reinstate instead of me having to find another doctor.
Okay. What I'm feeling here, I pulled actually the crocodile card. The crocodile card is about, you know, having thick skin with this. You're going to have some moments where you're going to be really challenged by this situation. Crocodile is just saying, you know, a crocodile out of water is a little bit more clumsier, but when it's in its rhythm, it's when it's in the water, okay? So basically what I'm hearing the crocodile say is that you have to find resources that we're going to have to, that you can maybe help you through this process. I don't know if that be a lawyer or be some type of counselor or someone through the hospital. And explain your situation. There should be, you know, also check the postmarks on the letterheads and see when it was actually mailed. I'm not sure if there's any way to prove that was maybe mailed the wrong address, unless the neighbor creates an affidavit for you or the mail says that they did, the mail carrier. It's very difficult. I know those situations.
What change of address? It was sent to the wrong. I had a change of address.
Oh, okay, so you had a change of address, so that takes like 2 weeks, and I'm not sure how that process works. You might want to check with the mail office, you know, the post office, and talk to them and ask them, you know, what happens to my mail, how long does it get held and stuff. You may have some validity there where, you know, they hold it for a few days or whatever, and there's proof of that, so maybe you can present that to the hospital.
No. I mean, the question is whatever the doctor that I'm seeing at the office is a neurologist. The question do you see him reinstating the discharge or changing his mind about the discharge because I didn't actually get the papers to comply with the
Okay. Yeah, the doctor, it's hard to say what doctors are going to say. At this moment, I don't pick up anything energetically about the doctor or what he's feeling. I just feel that you're going to have to ask them and just be upfront with them and just have open communication with them.
Okay.
And that's all I can really pick up at the moment from your reading. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. So the crocodile, we have the baboon, and we have the crab. So we have two water creatures, and we have one land creature at the present moment. Let me go into the chat room here real quick and see what we have, if we have anybody in there who has any questions. We do have several guests. There's things just listening. So we're going to go and take a short little break here, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Welcome back to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. Hope you guys are enjoying the show tonight. Pretty bitter cold today. I guess it's supposed to get really cold tonight, around 17 below here in Columbus, Ohio. Hopefully you guys are having better weather where you're at, because I know it's awfully cold here. So we've had a couple calls. We've had a couple callers. We picked up 3 cards or so. We actually, first card was a crab, second card was a crocodile, and the next one was a baboon. They're interesting creatures. They're all very different in their own right. They all have rights to live on this planet, you know, like we do. But the animal kingdom is also a suffering breed right now. They're having a difficulty, you know, living with us, coexisting with us. We keep pushing them out and pushing them out. There's got to be a breaking point. Eventually they start to come into our life, and they start to take over things and do things. They start to invade our space, because actually it was their space to begin with, and they have no more habitat. So eventually we start destroying their habitat. But, you know, as human beings, we just keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and then eventually, you know, there's no more to push. So for those of you who have any questions or want to share your thoughts about what's going on, I welcome you to the show. I welcome you to, you know, just share what's on your mind. So we're going to take some more calls here. Welcome, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. I just tuned into the show. I missed the topic for today. I apologize.
We were actually talking about snow. The topic was snow.
No.
And, you know, yep, snow. You know, the pureness of snow.
Wow.
And how, you know, the one snowflake can turn into a group of snow. You know, we talked about, here in Columbus, we had a phenomenon that occurred where the snow falls and it starts to roll. And the wind blows,
yeah,
and it rolls and rolls. Okay, so we basically were talking about that. We were talking about how that was, you know, it's one of those gifts from spirit that you get to observe and get to be part of and get to share. And so we were pretty excited about that, that we were sharing that topic. Just got from one little snowflake. From one little snowflake just creates this amazing piece of work.
Yes.
That's what we,
yes,
that's kind of what we're talking about. Kind of like our lives, you know?
Yes, I've seen that. Well, I live in California. My name is Danielle, by the way.
Hi,
I live in California. Hi. So I don't get to see snow very often. However, I did see online there's this, I believe it's with snow, where it rolls in a certain way where it has a hole in the middle that you can see through. And there's these big
absolutely
balls. And it, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
my
that's
gosh.
Exactly,
I thought
what
that
looking
was
awesome. That's exactly what I was talking about. That's exactly what I was experiencing here. I call them little snow people, little snow fairies, little portals where little fairies come through.
Yes, that's what it looks like.
Gift. Gift from Jack Frost. That's what I was talking about earlier. So, so this show actually can actually – go ahead.
I was actually calling to see to get a reading, but if that's not what you're doing today, then that's fine also.
Okay, I do have a card for you I pulled.
Okay.
just popped out on me, so this is actually a good sign for everybody. I pulled the B.
Oh, it jumped out at you.
Yeah, so it says, hard work is rewarded with responsibility, sweetness that is shared. Number one, the first thing that came to mind was spring. We spring into action, we spring into spring. Warmer weather's around the corner. We probably have, 60-some days before spring starts here in Ohio. You know, so I'm looking at the bumblebee here, and, you know, he's doing his job, doing his thing. He will be rewarded. He gets rewarded with the honey and the efforts that you do. But the bee, you know, also is here to remind you to play, you know, to smell the flowers, you know, to be out there and to be in it versus being, you know, in the work that you're doing, but also enjoy the work that you're doing. Take a moment for yourself. Take a moment to relax. Take a moment to embrace the things that are around you, the people that are around you, the moment. Our future is, you know, based on how we, you know, interact with the moment we're in. It takes us to the next one. So B is just saying, you know, be humble, buzz around, enjoy it. Don't have to take it so serious every moment. That's the reading the B gave me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks,
Danielle.
I appreciate you calling in. I'm sure it's warmer there than it is here.
It was a lot warmer yesterday than it is today, but I'm sure it still is, yes.
Good. Keep those good spirits up. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, blessings and namaste to you.
Namaste to you, my sister. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So the B has done us to be humble, to buzz around, do the things we need to do. Excuse me, I'm sorry that my throat's clogged up a little bit. I'm just enjoying the weather here, this nice, lovely weather in Columbus, Ohio. Parts of me are, at least. So the call number is 646-595-3440. Again, that's 646-595-3440. Let me check the chat room here real quick, see if everybody's in there. We have people listening in. That's cool. So we ended up pulling our four cards. We're going to go around the medicine wheel here. So I'm going to shuffle these cards around. Don't know where they're going. The first card will be the East card, the West card, the North card. I saw that one. And the South card. So we're going to go to the West first. Boom, the West. Baboon, in love, declaration of passion. Heartfelt communication is the key. Consulting with our ancestors, that's, you know, seeking counsel. Baboon is just saying, be in love and declaration of passion. Heartfelt communication is the key. Keeping those lines of communications open with people and talk with them. Moving around the medicine wheel to the North. Boom, crocodile. The alchemy of energy teaches that death will always yield new life. So basically we're saying the crocodile is a recycler. Takes things that are wounded, hurt. Maybe not all of the things are wounded, hurt, but, you know, eats them, takes them, you know, flushes them, gets them out of the ecosystem. Everything has its purpose, its higher purpose. So the crocodile is saying, I have higher purpose. It also sits in the North, the heavenly beings and spirits part of the medicine wheel, to commune, you know, to understand, to yield new life, to embrace life. We go to the East card. I pulled the crab. Show your emotions and regenerate love. The crab breaks a leg, it regenerates a leg. So this also sits in the East door, which is the Sea's Far door. The Sea's Far door is looking beyond the ridges, looking beyond the mountains. When you get to the mountain, things can happen. You can get to the top and you'll see more mountain ridges, or you can see a beautiful valley that opens up. You can see an ocean that's overflowing. Then we'll pull into the South card. The South card reads the bee. That's the one we had earlier just now. It says, hard work is rewarded with responsibility and sweetness that is shared. Okay, so basically a bee is a very hard worker. He does his job, does his thing. And, you know, and that abundance that he creates, by working so hard and his dedication that there's the sweet, beautiful honey that's created for the entire hive and the entire group of group of people like ourselves who like honey. Bee also sits in the south door. The south door is the medicine wheel's card of the mouse, looks within. The looks within card is also the bee telling us we need to look inside of ourselves for those beauty aspects of who we are, who we believe we are, how we perceive ourselves, not to be so hard on ourselves. So look into our health to make sure that we're healthy, to make sure that we're good and we're doing well. So we have, let's see, one card of flight, two cards of water, and one card of land animal. I mean, they all, to some degree, have some connection to some sort. We have a four-legged creatures, and we have, you know, the crab that has many legs, and we have the bee that has many legs. So they all have their purpose. So I'm going to check here and check our chat room real quick. Get people tuned in. See if we take any callers. We have callers. So. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? What's your name?
Rosemaria.
Maria, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
What's on your mind?
Just a quick question. Like, I'm losing all hope about a relationship. Then I'm, like, seeing signs. Is that supposed to mean? I know it's a weird question, but is that supposed to mean anything?
Did you say you saw what? I didn't hear what you said.
I'm, like, signs, like, what he does. So, like, see, like, vehicle, that what he does, like, for a living. Is it supposed to mean anything to me? Because I can't get a clear answer to me.
I don't know why your connection is a little choppy, but let me turn up my volume here a little bit so maybe I can hear what your question was. You said that you saw of him what?
Like signs and like what he does for a living. Like, right. And is this supposed to mean anything? Because I lost like all hope about our relationship.
Okay. Well, the signs. Okay, let me ask you a question since you're kind of asking yourself a question since you've seen the signs. What kind of signs have you seen?
Like a tow truck. That's what he does for a living, like tow cars and stuff like that. And like as soon as I said, like I'm losing all hope, and I go and see like those vehicles around me.
You know what's funny is when I asked you a couple of times, you know what you were saying, I kept hearing the word fine, like F-I-N-E, like fine. I wasn't sure if I was like fine in the sense that he's a fine guy, or he's causing people fines because, or people are getting fined and he has to tow them away. So, kind of makes sense now, the tow truck analogy. I get that now. So,
because I lost like all hope and I'm like seeing them like around me.
Oh, okay. So you're starting to notice things that are around you by being in that certain situation. Kind of like when you buy a car, everybody has the same car. You start to notice it.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. I pulled a card for you. I pulled tortoise, and the tortoise says, when changes are made for the sake of change itself, resist. Okay? Basically what the tortoise is saying is be patient. There's changes that are coming. They could be perceived however you want to perceive them, either in a positive light or in a way that maybe you don't like the way it's playing out, but to not resist the temptation to just cut it off. We don't know why people are feeling a certain way they do. I'm not saying that he's feeling any way or whatever, but you're dealing with another human being, so two human beings coming together have to figure out a way to get along and a way to express each other. So the tortoise is just saying, go slow. You have your armor on, which is the shell. You're protecting yourself from the shell because you also are human and you don't want to be violated and you don't want to be so vulnerable. You want to at least be able to, you know, be there so you can go into your shell if you need to temporarily. It's your home. You're carrying your home. You're protecting your heart is what you're doing. So the tortoise is just saying, just be patient and be slow in making when you make your decisions. This relationship could be whatever you want it. There's some things that you may have to kind of look at, you know, some healthy limits and boundaries, some things that, you know, I also feel like there's some other energies coming around you, some other people who are noticing you as well. So don't discount yourself. Honor who you are as a human being. Be loved to you who you are. Embrace who you are. Be right with who you feel you are. Get to know yourself a little bit more, a little better. Get to, you know, so other people, when they see you, they can embrace that aspect of you, how they perceive you. We only really perceive people how we perceive ourselves and the memories we have of situations. So the tow trucks, you're going to see them, yeah, because this was something that was important to you, something that you, you know, thought could work out, something that may work out, may not work out. We don't know. The only thing we have is this moment to ask ourselves these questions. And sometimes the answer is right inside, right in front of us, you know, ourselves asking these questions. And I think you, by asking these questions, you're starting to help yourself to process and to be able to be in these relationships with people. Be in the relationships with people, you know, even at this level, we've never met, at particularly physically or emotionally, but at a higher level, we have communicated. We're communicating now. Spirit just says, be slow, be patient, and enjoy your life, and be funny and giddy like you are.
Gotcha. So it's basically just be patient with them, basically.
Yep. Especially men. Men are, we're weird. We're goofy. You know, we don't mean to be, we just are.
Or a pain in my butt.
And that's what my wife says that sometimes about me, so. But have a playful outlook about it.
Right. I'm like trying to get a hold of him all weekend today, and I'm like, I can't get a hold of him. I'm like, and then he goes, don't call so many times. I'm probably doing something. I'm like, I just need a simple question. If you don't want me in your life, just give me my stuff back. And he won't
yeah,
give
and you
it
know
back.
What? And I agree with you. I hear what you're saying. But you know what? Live your life as he's already in it. Live your life without being, you know, wanting so much an answer from him. Have him, I'm not saying to disappear, but, you know, make yourself unavailable to some degree where, you know, he's going to question, hey, wait a minute, now she's not calling me. If you come to the point where you're consistently calling and consistently, you know, saying, hey, you know what, you know, you may be turning him off a little bit to some degree. I don't know. I don't know this person. But energetically, you know, spirit's saying, you know, give yourself a timeout from this person temporarily. Not a whole lot. Be patient. Be patient. Be patient because, you know, you want to be observed and loved for who you are, not for how you're reacting and how you're responding. A lot of people respond and react to certain situations, and then, you know what, they miss out. You know, he's going to miss out on you. Show him who you really are. Show him your heart versus showing him your vulnerable sides. Your vulnerable sides, you've already shown them to him. Now show him the strength, the sides of you. Show him those, you know, the warrior who you are. Show him that caregiver who you are, that seeker of love. And you know what, I think things will work out for you. That nobody wants to be gotten, no one wants to be chased, and you probably heard this from other friends and from other people. And so, you know, just enjoy the moments you do have with him.
Gotcha.
All right, my sister?
So basically just back off.
I don't think it's backing off. I think it's finding who you are within his relationship, within him, with you guys together. So, how are you going to be? What parts of you are you willing to give away to this person? You both are going to have to give away pieces and parts of yourselves in order to make this work. Backing off, not necessarily. Just find space for yourself and enjoy being with you, who you are. You don't need him to complete you. You need him to be a partner with you. You want him to be in a partnership to flow with you up and down and the good and the bad, the good and the bad. Because if you're in a relationship, then one of you is going to be up here or down there or vice versa. You're going to be in this out-of-balance flow. But if you're in a partnership where you both can understand and give each other space and know that you're going to trigger each other, have moments where you're not going to get along, you know, again, moments you're going to be blissful, that's a partnership. That's what you're looking for. That's what I want for my life is a partnership. So I invite you to find out who you are, you know, in this relationship, how that works for you. You're a beautiful gift to the universe. You know, you're a beautiful gift, and never discount that from yourself, ever.
Gotcha. So basically just be patient, and I'm basically probably, what was the word you said, scaring them off or something, pushing them away from me, or?
You know, just enjoy the moments with yourself, enjoy the moments with the people who you interact with. If it's with him, fine. If it's with your other friends or your family members, you know, talk about you versus talk about him. Talk about what you want to do. Talk about what we're going to do. You know, have fun. Have fun with your life. You know, you're a gift. You're just as precious as he is. You know, and you want to be noticed and you want to be accepted. And I get that. And I totally feel that in your energy. You want people to know that you're loved. Your energy is a giving, kind energy. So I invite you to embrace those aspects of yourself, to talk to yourself, say, hey, you know what? I like who I am, exactly who I am. Look in the mirror, you know. and take time for yourself. Get a little ice cream and just chill and watch a cool movie by yourself. It doesn't mean you have to be with somebody constantly 24 hours a day in order to be in a relationship or a partnership. You're loved. You're loved by a spirit. And I wanted to report to you, and spirit is saying that, higher self is saying that, and trying to communicate that with you.
Gotcha. I'll really be having a shocker after I'm not calling him a mother F. See what he does while I'm in town. Cool.
Yep, you know what to do. Cool. You have the tools. You know exactly how to handle this. Thank you for calling, my sister. I appreciate you very much. God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we work hard, you know, every day to, you know, please the different aspects of ourselves through people and with people. And, you know, it's a difficult call sometimes, you know, because, you know, at some level, always at some degree, we're giving away pieces and parts of ourselves in order for people to discover who we are. We let down our guard. We let go of these things that are not within us. And so, quite frankly, I just think that I'm just going to have to go with the rhythms and go with the flow of the earth sometimes. We get hung up sometimes on things, and then we get lose track and lose sight of things. So I embrace and I call in great spirits to, you know, hold us and hold us in a certain light. So, you know, with all these readings and everybody who had readings, I want to thank you for calling in. And I want to ask the great spirit, ask God that, you know, may the higher purpose be served. May God surprise us and return us to innocence. I want to thank you for sharing your emotions and your hurts and your feelings with the world and for all the people who are going to read and listen to these show. It takes a lot of courage to ask a total stranger, to some extent, you know, what's going on in their life. Sometimes some of these answers are not meant for us to know right away, and sometimes it's so painful, and we know what they're going to say. We know that we're going to be rejected. We know that we're going to get a bad report. We know that we're going to be loved to some degree and to some, you know, understanding. We already know the answer. The problem is, as human beings, we hurt and we feel, we have emotion. Our ego tries to protect us. Do we know? Can we change it? I believe to some degree we can. We have some ability within ourselves when we trust who we are and how we are and how we live. We can do a lot. So I welcome you to go into that space and to go into meditation and to think about it. Ask yourself, why would you ask me a question about, let's, for example, you know, if I'm going to get a good report, why would you ask a total, an intuitive, a psychic, or anybody, however you want to label us, whatever label we put on, you know, these questions, why would you ask somebody about your relations? Why would you ask somebody about, because you already know the answer. And here's the answer. It's too painful to see sometimes. It's too painful for you to experience it. Because you, at some point, you know why you're where you're at and why that creation created to that point. Why? I don't care who, if you tell me no. At a higher self, we already know. We've already transitioned. We've already died. Time is an illusion. Things have already happened. How you experience life is your choice. Is our destiny predestined? Some would say yes. Some would say no. But I do know this. It's how you experience life, how you look at life. So I want you to take that with you and listen to that and say, how do I experience life? How do I perceive life? Do I come from a pessimistic point of view? Do I come from a good point of view? Do I come from a curious point of view? Do I come from a point of innocence, a point of an orphan, a point of a warrior, caregiver, seeker, lover, destroyer, creator, ruler, a magician, sage, fool? How am I looking at life? You know, when we start asking those deep questions about who we are and how we play and how we're part of this thing, that we're not separate, that we're all interconnected, intertwined, interwoven, you'll be really surprised. For every cell in your body feels and touches and understands this. So I invite you to walk with peace and walk with love and to have harmony in the best of your life. I want to say ho'oponopono. May God bless you. May you have a great day. And I'll see everybody next week. I've had fun, like we always do on this show. We always have a great time. So take care. May the tortoise, the crab, the bee, and the baboon, and the crocodile walk with you. Peace be with you. Ho'oponopono.
That's great. It starts with... with a